Come to order, please. Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 15 members present. Senators Cowdery, Guest are excused.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation of Pastor Dan Wanders of the Aldersgate United Methodist Church.
With deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, we offer the following prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the friendships and mutual care within this chamber. And we pray that when there are tensions, they can be resolved with increased mutual regard and respect. We ask your blessing upon the Senate staff and any senator facing medical concerns. Guide the deliberations within the committees in this body. Watch over the senators as they travel home and back, and keep watchful care over their constituents as they come to Juneau. Amen.
Amen. Senator Green, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And the Secretary, please certify the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 17th legislative day.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journals will be approved as certified by Senate Secretary Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this prayer will be spread across the journal. Brings us to introduction of guests. We have introduction of guests this morning. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. President. If the body can bear with me for just a moment, I've got several guests to introduce. I'm going to begin with introductions of some members of the AmeriCorps State Commission. And they're not all my constituents, but I don't think I'm poaching. I think the senators may be absent today. But if everybody could rise when I call their name, and we can welcome you all at once. The commissioners are Don Grossman from Delta Junction, Clarissa Gillis, Elaine Dahlberg, and Michelle Casey. Michelle is my constituent. I think the other two commissioners are from Anchorage. I'd also like to introduce to the body some other people that are with them, including Joe Parrish, who is a constituent and in charge of the Saga Youth Corps program here in town, and Jared, who works with the program. But most importantly, members of the body, I'd like to introduce some people who were sworn in by the Lieutenant Governor yesterday. They're providing services to Alaskans, sometimes challenged Alaskans, including services at the Juneau Boys and Girls Club, Gasnote, Humane Society, the Aware Shelter, DOTPF, Trail Mix, and the Zach Gordon Youth Center. The newly sworn in AmeriCorps service members are Amanda Nienhaus, Fallon Demoglis, Shelby Tracy, Chris Walk, Nina Shestakovich, Angie Abel, Becky Adams, and Leal Estep. And if the body could help welcome all of them to the chambers today.
Thank you. Further guests, Senator Green?
Yeah, Mr. President, it's a pleasure for me to introduce the Mayor of Wasilla, Diane Keller, and the Public Works Director of the City of Wasilla, Archie Gidding. Welcome.
Further guests for introduction, Senator Wagoner?
Yes, Mr. President. It's my honor to introduce Maggie Steinbeck. She's a guest page today. And I've known Maggie's parents and grandparents for nigh on to 36 years. And Maggie came to Juneau yesterday to receive the First Lady Volunteer Award, and she's from the city of Kenai. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you. We have further guests for introduction. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to go ahead and recognize somebody that actually isn't is not a constituent of mine, but he certainly was and had a very profound effect on the city of Nome when he lived up there. And this morning, I'd like to go ahead and welcome a person who is very much involved with the Alaska Army Guard. We have Lieutenant Colonel Mike Bridges, who is the deputy commander for here, and is down here in the capacity as being the chairman of the Alaska State Community Service Commission. Mr. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Bridges over in the Ziegler Gallery.
Thank you. Further guests for introductions? Seeing none, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr.
Thank
President.
Thank you. Do we have messages from the House this morning?
There are no messages from the House.
That brings us to communications.
The following reports have been received. Alaska International Airport System, FY6 Construction Fund Spending Plan, in accordance with AS 3715-420. Annual Review of Assets, Financial Statements, June 30th, 2004, Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, in accordance with AS 4488205. 2004 Annual Report, Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, in accordance with AS 4488210. Annual Report of the Interstate Commission for Adult Supervision, Department of Corrections, in accordance with AS 3336110. Those are all the communications.
Thank you. Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 32, Water, Sewer, Waste Grants to Utilities, and recommends it be replaced with a Resources Committee substitute, new fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Wagner, Chair, Senators Dyson, Ben Stevens, Seekins, signing do not pass, Senator Elton, signing no recommendation, Senator Stedman. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 51, Public Assistance Programs, previous fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Wagner, Kukesh, Ellis. The bill has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 2, endorsing Anwar Leasing, new zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Wagner, Chair, Senators Ben Stevens, Stedman, Seekins, Dyson, signing do not pass, Senator Elton. The resolution has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Thank you. Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
We have no Senate bills for introduction. That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. Honoring St. Mary's Episcopal Church. Honoring YWCA 2004 Women of Achievement Award winner Susan Churchill. In memoriam, Gordon Jensen. In memoriam, Joan Elva Corliss. In memoriam, Florence Orr. In memoriam, Ronald Wilson Reagan. In memoriam, Marguerite Mead. In memoriam, Sadie Neacock.
Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on the calendar be approved. That brings us, no further items on the daily calendar, brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business today before the body? Senator Stedman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate on Wednesday, February 2nd, through Friday, February 4th, for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Stedman will be excused on those days.
And also, Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, February 8th, for personal business. And my daughter's birthday, so I'd appreciate no objections. Thank you.
It looks like your daughter's birthday falls on Tuesday instead of Thursday, but that's the 8th it happens, right? Without objection, Senator Stedman will be excused to attend his daughter's birthday party.
Hear, hear.
Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, January 31st, morning plain time.
Without objection, Senator Ellis be excused until that time.
On state business, no birthdays involved.
Okay, no birthdays. Mr. Senator Davis.
Mr. President, I'd like to amend my motion of yesterday to say that I would be returning to the Senate on the 1st and not the 2nd. It would be Tuesday the 1st to plain time rather than the 2nd plain time.
Without objection, Senator Davis's motion of yesterday would be amended. Further unfinished business, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to the call of the Senate on February 2nd until plain time February 4th.
Without objection, Senator Olson will be excused on those dates. Do we have further unfinished business?
And that's on state business, Mr. President.
Pardon me. Thank you. Senator Stedman.
Mr. President, there's been an unfortunate drafting here. The excuse I need for the birthday is February 8th, which is Wednesday.
Tuesday. We don't want you to get this wrong, Senator Stedman. It's an important date here. Is this the correct motion now? Thank you. Susie will be happy to hear that her father will attend her birthday on February the 8th, Tuesday. Senator Wagner.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate until plain time Monday.
Without objection, Senator Wagner will be excused until plain time Monday. State business. Any further unfinished business before the body today? Seeing none, thank you. That brings us to announcements. Do we have announcements today? No announcements. Thank you. That brings us to special orders. We have special orders today. Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be able to speak on the topic of a special day.
Thank you, Senator Seekins. Without objection, a special day.
Mr. President, today is a special day for one of the members of our body, the new senator from the rural Matsu Valley, District 8. Is his birthday today, and also the birthday of his daughter today. And just as a little bit of historic background of that particular member, he's formerly the Alaska Director of Veterans Affairs. He's a retired colonel with 25 years of military service and leadership training in Alaska and overseas. He was born in Florida in 1947. He graduated from Florida State University in 1969 with a degree in criminal justice. He later received a master's degree in personnel management. He now serves as the chair of our Transportation and Committee and vice chair of the Judiciary Committee. He and his family first came to Alaska in 1975, and they're passionately involved in a variety of community activities, including youth sports, hunting, fishing, and flying. His wife, Becky, a veteran Army helicopter pilot, is a school administrator in the Mid-Valley Junior Senior High School and is involved in youth sports. His son, Chad, attends University of Nebraska on an ROTC scholarship. He plans to be an airborne ranger, much like his father, in Army Special Operations. His daughter, Hallie, who shares his birthday, turns 17 today. And his son, Cody, 14, attends high school in the Matsu Valley School District. Now, the senator's staff, understandably but mistakenly, believes that he's the greatest boss in the world. And they invite you to share his birthday cake today at 3 p.m. in room 417. Would you please join me? I don't sing, but in wishing him and his daughter a happy birthday and many more to come.
Thank you for the news of a special day for one of our new members. We have further special orders today. Seeing none, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, January 31st.
Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday, January 31st. Thank you.